Johnson said he saw you in the weight room and he was really impressed. It looked like nothing had ever happened to your foot. Is that how you feel?
Yeah, well, you know, anytime you're dealing with an injury, you know, you have to worry about everything else. You know, it's a chance to get stronger. You can still work the other leg. You know, different lifts you can and can't do, but you just try to maximize the time you have and still try to get better.
What are you able to do on that foot now?
Well, it feels good.
How much can you run, or can you run at all yet?
Well, we're on the underwater treadmill. You know, the water's up to here, so it's about, you know, 90% off the body. So just being really smart about it. You know, you have benchmarks. You know, we said, hey, you know, we're going to start doing this at 6 weeks, getting a little more aggressive. I like to think I'm a little, you know, superhuman a little bit. I healed a little faster. But at the end of the day, hey, 6 months, you know, that's what the timetable calls for. So you listen and try to do right.
Jamil said the most important thing is that he gets to work with you in the film room and that he can sense what kind of player you are and what you're thinking. Is that what you're getting from that, those film sessions?
You know, when he got here in the spring, obviously we had a chance to, mm-hmm. to play a lot of reps together. You know, you're dealing with a guy who's got a lot of playing time, a veteran guy. He's played Mike linebacker, so he's vocal, and he's not afraid to speak up. And right away, you know, you get that connection. You know, but the thing I'm most impressed with is, you know, Spencer, you know, hers, and especially Jaquan, everyone's come along. You know, I feel like they're prime. They're ready to have a big breakout season. You know, I'm watching now, you know, especially from, you know, that good vantage point, the sideline. You know, you see the guys, you know, talking, communicating, making plays where it's more instinctive. And I think we'd be pretty scary as a group this year.
John, how comfortable would you be if you didn't get any preseason reps at all and then went into the lineup opening day against Detroit?
Well, unfortunately, I've done it before. And I hate it more than anything because you want to get that cohesiveness with the guys you're going to be playing with. But you're expected to play every single down. You know, I am. And that's where the conditioning, the cardio, all that stuff comes into play. You know, you want to play at a high level more consistently. You have to have that game shape, that football shape. And that's what you miss when, you know, you don't have training camp. That's why we don't just show up on the 8th and say, hey, we're going to play football. So, you know, that part of it's always tough, but mentally I think I'll be okay. I can handle it.
Are preseason games still in play for you at this point based on the benchmarks they've given you, or is that ruled out?
I would hope so. You know, obviously, you know, you don't win in the preseason. You know, you got teams, they go 4-0, and then they, you know, end up not making the playoffs. Or some teams lose every, you know, preseason game and, you know, end up winning it all. So you don't put much stock in them, but you need them to get ready. And, you know, the one thing you can't simulate – and even at practice, is tackling. You know, live speed tackling to the ground is something you kind of got to do. And, you know, you start off the first preseason game a little sloppy, and then by the time the second, third preseason game rolls around, you're good and you're back into, you know, that normal routine.
The thing that he was talking about was for you specifically, though. Do you see yourself getting in a preseason game?
I would hope so. You know, I would hope so. You know, based on how I feel, the way things are going, you want to keep making, you know, baby steps. If you go too fast, you have a setback, and now all of a sudden, you know, you're pushing that timetable of September 8th. So we want to be smart about it. Obviously, I'm going to do what they tell me, but I would love to get in the preseason and get some reps.
You said, obviously, you've been unfortunate in some situations. You know what rehabbing from an injury is like. When you look back, has there ever been a spot that maybe you came back too soon, maybe you pushed it too quickly, and that maybe you learned from it now?
You know, not necessarily, you know, too fast, but a lot of times when you have an injury, you're deficient somewhere else and you compensate and something else goes. So that's why you try to do your best in terms of the rehab and also in the weight room, making sure everything else is really strong because that's what's going to take the pressure off my toe.
John, you said this was going to be scary as a group. In the past couple of years, linebacker hasn't really been a strength of this team. Mm-hmm. Are you guys aware of that, and is that a conscious thing that you're trying to change?
Well, you know, I think, you know, you look at the team last year, very veteran, defensive line, and we go as they go. And, you know, this year, you know, you bring in some key pieces, guys who you know, got some playoff experience, Super Bowl experience, guys who've played it a long time. And you still have, you know, guys that are young at the linebacker position. But we know about it, and – you know, you look at what we did last year, tail end of the season, and obviously what we've done this offseason on the football field, you know, you see it kind of starting to come together. You know, guys are getting really confident, and that's the most important thing. You know that you know, and then once you see it, just go and make a play.
Coach Harmon said he thought that this group was tougher than last year, and he was talking about some of the guys who've come back. You see guys who used to be young guys, now they're not. Do you see them tougher?
Yeah, well, you know what? It's a learning process for everybody. You got guys that got thrown into a starting role for the first time, so there's going to be a curve there. Yep. As opposed to, a guy like myself and McClain, we've had several years of experience playing in the NFL where, you get comfortable and you understand the grind of what it takes. But I really feel like, you know, that group, that class of, 2010, 2011, I forget, collectively, man, they've really come along, and it's been scary to watch what they've been able to do. Today should be an eye-opening experience in terms of linebackers. It should be really physical and guys making a lot of plays.
Jerry Reese said that he said that maybe the defense was a little underrated last year. It kind of flew under the radar. Did you think you guys had a good season defensively?
Well, I think we finished well. Mm-hmm. I think we finished top 10 total defense based on where we started, dead last through the first four or five games. Huge turnaround. And still, like I said, with a lot of injuries, a lot of new faces this year. So there's going to be, some change there. But I think it's some good changes.
What about the voice you lose in Tuck? How do you go about filling that void leadership?
Well, you know, everyone's a leader, to be honest. You know, you say you got Indians and you have Chiefs. You know, if you know your role, just do your job consistently. That's a leader. You know, I'll take that guy over anybody who's, the vocal guy or the guy who's trying to, bring another guy along. Just do your job. That's the best thing you can do as a leader. So, obviously, we lose a great leader in Tuck, but I think if we can get guys on the same page doing one thing at one time, we can be really good.
You put a lot of care into maintaining old injuries and making sure they don't come back. Does the foot then throw a kink into that, or, does it make it harder, I guess, to pay attention to some of the other stuff?
Well, If you can't toe off, then there's the calf. The calf goes, and there's the hamstring and the glute. Everything's connected in the chain, and you learn that stuff as you train. So you do what you can to try to take pressure off one injury. But that part of it is still going to come once I'm able to get back on the field, apply pressure into the ground, and then obviously develop that muscle endurance. That's the best and biggest key.
Does that 6 weeks include conditioning those other parts of your body to be ready to play?
Yeah, I've been here. I stayed here during our break during July. I've done what I can in terms of conditioning. The good thing is I felt like I was in really, really, peak shape coming into our offseason program and throughout OTAs where I was playing at a very fast pace consistently. So hopefully, it's not much drop-off.